Good morning, and thanks for tuning in today. This is Jordan Harms with KFUO Radio. The text is Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. The Reverend Quentin Cundiff is preaching, and the broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture reading today is from the book of Colossians, the second chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Everyone likes to be liked. We want people to think of us as generally good people, someone who's worth knowing and worth treating with some dignity and some respect. Or at the very least, we want to fit in. Even the most outgoing of us sometimes wants to blend into the background, to still be a part of the group, to still belong, but not to be seen by everyone. This is a human desire, because we are social creatures. We have seen in recent years the terrible toll that isolation does to people. We also know, however, the terrible toll that comes from being taken captive by the things of this world. Things that St. Paul in the text refers to as philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world. Truly, there is no shortage of competing philosophies out there in our world that can attract us. And we often see how empty and deceitful these things are as we see the rates of sorrow, despair, depression, and anger on the rise. We know these things are empty because those who are captive to these worldly philosophies are unable to debate or discuss, but only resort to insults, to name-calling, and ultimately to violence. These things are nothing but human traditions. And we must be clear enough in our understanding of the world around us to know it for what it is. And make no mistake, this is nothing new. In the ancient world, the human traditions, according to the elemental spirits of the world, created a morality that was built upon strength and power. Mercy was seen as a weakness, not a virtue. That changed with the advent of the Christian faith. Today, the human traditions, according to the elemental spirits of the world, have created a morality that is based upon a weaponized and twisted kind of mercy, one that is simply a mask for the age-old dynamics of strength and power, wherein the only way to show yourself as a good, moral person is to give power to others in the hope that they will show you the mercy that you should be giving. And this is enticing. It is enticing because if we adopt the philosophy of the world, then we get to be part of the in crowd. We get to belong. We get to be a part of things, and maybe we ourselves can get a share of the power that is out there for ourselves. And make no mistake, this desire comes from our old Adam. Our old Adam desires strength and power to be like God. It is the temptation that was laid out by our enemy, the devil, who Paul speaks of in Ephesians as the prince of the power of the air that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. An elemental spirit indeed. And this is a temptation that can be attractive to us as well. Here, in this building, we are not immune to the wrangling of power dynamics. In fact, it is often a part of the job. But this is not something that we should rejoice in. It is not something for us to encourage, to invoke, or to pursue. Rather, let us come before our Lord Jesus Christ as the poor beggars that we are. Let us abandon the concerns about positions and authority and titles and power and come before the one in whom the fullness of the deity dwells bodily, who is the head of all rule and authority. Jesus Christ was not one to be taken captive by the things of this world. Remember that he was tempted by Satan to have dominion over all the kingdoms of the world. And our Lord rejected the devil and his empty deceit. Jesus argued against and rejected the teachings of men, even the teachings of the lauded Pharisees, the theologians of his day. Dear friends in Christ, your sufficiency is not found in how much power or authority you can gather to yourself. Your sufficiency is not found in how expertly you can wield theology as a cudgel against others. Your sufficiency is found in no one but Christ Jesus himself. For it is in Christ, who died and rose from the dead, that we have life, and that we have life eternal. Because Jesus Christ is the one who died for you. He rose for you. He has shown us that he is not captive to anything of this world, even death itself. And through him, you too have forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. You have been made alive through faith. Indeed, through Christ, we are set free from the entanglements and traps of this world. And more than that, you have been given a life that is not defined by the human traditions and desires of this world, but by the very real and untainted mercy of God, through which you have received the forgiveness of all your sins. Our sins are forgiven in Christ, nailed to his cross and left in his tomb. Not so that we can go out and be successful according to the means and measures of this world. Not so that we can go out and be found as powerful people in this world, but so that we can live for him. He is the source of our lives. So let us not be captive to the things of this world. Let us not be taken as slaves to the thinking of fallen and broken mankind. But let us place our minds upon Christ and the rich blessings that He has given us already and that He promises yet to give. Indeed, in this way, we can also echo the words of Paul. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. May we indeed know nothing but Christ. For in Him we have life that the world cannot give and a life that the world cannot take. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.